That was David Parker, the Environment Minister. Now, I do have to say, who knows if he's going to be the Environment Minister after the Greens and Labour conclude talks. And that's one of the topics that we're going to be covering in the week that was with the one and only Ollie Joblin. Ollie, do you want to get straight into the week that was?
I can do indeed. So as you said, talks continue between Labour and the Green Party around how the next government will look like. Hopefully this is going to be finished up today, to be honest, so we can get moving.
Yeah, so the Greens did say yesterday that they were going to put out an announcement on Sunday. They seem to be pretty sure that talks had concluded, but they were going to be going to some of their Green Party members to really decide on whether this was a good way to go forward.
That's right. They need a 75% majority vote for it to go through. So, yeah. We'll see what's on the table and hopefully we'll see what comes out this afternoon. Staying with the election, Māori enrolment rose significantly for this year's election with 30,000 voters added to the general roll. This goes with 25,000 added to the Māori roll, which actually doubled the increase since 2017. So good to see everyone getting out and voting, really.
Yeah, so that's our national side. Now, before we get into the international side, we will have just a short break.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire.
Hello and welcome back to The Wire. My name is James and I'm here with my producer Ollie Joblin for the second part of The Week That Was.
The international segment. Now we get to overseas. This is kind of the only way you get to go overseas currently during COVID, which is fine. To Chile, an overwhelming majority has voted to reform Chile's constitution. Now, this has come off the back of daily protests against inequality in the country. The constitution actually dates back to the Pinochet-era dictatorship that left the private sector in charge of health, education and housing, and the Chilean president has actually called the decision a triumph for democracy, which is great to see. So,
it's good. We always support democracy.
We do. We do. And it's definitely been a theme for this year. There's a lot of elections going on and a lot of changes, which is great. Hopefully we'll see a change next week. Conflicts over the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh region continue, with Azerbaijan accusing the Armenian military of killing at least 21 civilians in missile strikes. Armenia has denied the attack, which has gone along a similar theme, with both sides denying attacks that other sides have pretty much said that they have done. 1 million people have been displaced in the conflicts, and unfortunately 30,000 people have lost their lives. So
it's a lot of people.
It is a lot of people. Not good over there. We've covered this quite a bit on the week that was. Both sides sort of ignoring peace talks and just continuing to attack each other, which is not good. Wildfires in California continue to ravage the state, with 60,000 residents forced to leave their homes on Monday. The wildfires have actually gone through 16,000 square kilometres, and that's about the same size of all the landmass of Hawaii. So a massive amount there.
That is a huge amount of land, and every year it feels like these fires are starting earlier and earlier and earlier.
I know, I wonder what it could be.
Oh, that's a tough question.
It's not just forest management, that's for sure. Yeah. Staying in the US, Amy Coney Barrett has been confirmed to the US Supreme Court in a decision condemned by Democratic leaders in the United States. So this has been in the news a bit, mainly because it's so close to a US election. She's been sworn in a week out from an election, which is very unprecedented. I know that's a buzzword for the year, but I'll use it here as well. And they got through 52-48 with one Republican voting against. So the Republicans do control the Senate majority. It does leave the conservative majority at 6-3 on the Supreme Court, which will be for quite some time, because once you're in the Supreme Court, you are there till life, really, till death.
That's a long time, depending on how old you are. And Amy Coney Barrett is not as old as some of the other
people.
She's
not. She's quite young. I think she might be 48. And a wee bit of background about Amy Coney Barrett. She spent 3 years as a federal appeals court judge. So only 3 years. She's actually, her majority of her career was as a law professor. But yeah, so in the top job with, let's just say, not as much.
Yeah. And there's been a lot of concerns around her opinion surrounding important milestones in American history, such as Roe v. Wade and abortion rights.
Yeah, exactly right. It's a cause for concern. And if Joe Biden does get in, if Democrats do assume power, then there has been suggestion that they could fill the courts, but they've said no, pretty much. Moving on to Qatar, female passengers on board a flight in Doha were removed and strip searched after a premature newborn baby was found in a terminal bathroom. Now, this is quite a disturbing story. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs has confirmed that a New Zealander was involved and said it is completely unacceptable. It was extremely invasive, and yeah, younger women were subjected to internal searches, and older women were, their bellies were pretty much pressed to see if they could tell if they had recently given birth. So this was all female passengers on 10 flights. So it was a lot.
That's insane.
Yes, it is. So Qatar does have some rather conservative values, but yeah, it's very invasive, and yeah, people were not happy, let's just say that much.
It's going to be interesting to see how that situation develops.
Yes. People that are happy are researchers in Australia, because a 500 metre tall reef has been found off the coast of Australia with a thriving coral community, which is very good news. How a 500 metre tall reef goes unnoticed for 20 million years is quite surprising, but they've been doing some mapping just off Cape York in Australia and have found it. And yeah, it's one of the first detached reefs to be found in 120 years and is about 1.5 kilometres wide.
Wow, so 500 metres tall and 1.5 kilometres wide.
It is massive. New species have been found, and the longest ever recorded sea creature has also been found. Very interesting.
How long was it?
I don't know. Don't ask the backup
I'm sorry,
questions.
But I'm very interested, because there are some long sea creatures out there.
So it'll be pretty cool to see what else they find. Like, this is just, it was discovered on the 20th of October, so just over a week ago, so a lot more to find out.
Well, hopefully once we find stuff, we can actually look after it and protect it.
That's a very, very poignant. Yes, absolutely. Now, moving on to our last segment, because it wouldn't be the week that was if we didn't talk about climate. Arctic sea ice is at a record low this month, with measurements showing an 8.2% downward trend in ice over the last 10 years. So that's just great, isn't it?
Yeah, that's absolutely lovely.
We're following a trend, but hopefully, you know, we can round the we've had some great interviews today about the environment, so check them out on the BCast if you missed those.
Yeah, and I know with the Arctic sea ice, the UK has actually just finished building one of their research ships that's going to get sent to Antarctica look at sea ice.
Will the public get to name it again, like Bodie McBoatface?
So the name that actually did get picked for it was Bodie McBoatface, but the panel decided that it was going to be better to call it the Sir David Attenborough.
Okay, well, a fine choice.
A fine choice.
Sometimes you got to listen to the public.
Yes. So that was the week that was.